Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, 11 minutes after the 5 a.m. mark. And welcome to literally your favorite morning program in the entire known galaxy. We got our rating. Now, listen, I don't like to brag. Okay, it's not what we do, but there are times when it is slightly appropriate. All right, and this is one of those times.
Whenever someone says they don't like to brag, what they're going to do is brag.
How often do I brag? How often? Very, very rarely. There are times when it's appropriate and times when it's not. Like, when you go on a job interview, that's your time to brag. That's when you should show all your goodness. That's when you just put it all out there. And then when something really monumental happens, revel in it, roll around in it just a little bit and celebrate it. We came out and the reports came out yesterday. We are, again, the number one rated morning show in central Wisconsin.
We get our ratings every 6 months, and we were number one 6 months ago, and bang, number one again.
And as a result, I did a lot of research last night. I just could not get my brain to stop working last night. And so it's like, okay, what's happening here? What is making the show so incredibly popular? And so I've come to the determination, and Tom, you're brilliant. You actually came to this conclusion during the meeting yesterday of what it is that makes the show popular. And I thought, well, that can't be it. I mean, it's got to be something more highbrow than that.
Well, wait a minute. The ratings go up. You look to what's new. What have we been doing in the last year that we haven't really featured or haven't used prominently in the program since then?
That.
Yeah. Right, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, I did a lot of research, though. Apparently, according to the giant company survey that I did, this is funny. This is not funny. This is not funny. Okay?
Right.
So there is a difference. There is funny, and then there is not funny.
Because the shorter one, sounds like the whoopee cushion.
Yeah,
the whoopee cushion is tried. It dates back to the 1940s. I mean, we're going with what we know.
So from now on, whenever it is appropriate, and I know that there are many people out there that say, yes, I understand appropriate use of funny. So when it's necessary, we will be doing something that is funny, and we will not be doing anything that is not funny. All right, so that's...
So you're deleting that one from your sound effects
chart over there? I believe I should. I believe at this time I probably should.
Well, good.
Does that make you happy?
It does, actually.
All right, good. The other bit of research that we came across and discovered that is a contributing factor to the show is really, really strong coffee. It truly is. That is that
because the coffee is you lobbied for stronger coffee
and
we got stronger coffee
and it is it definitely does the trick.
They have it separated by points. Mm-hmm. We had Columbia 1.5. Now we've got Columbia 2.0. So
yeah, well,
they kicked it up a half a point, whatever that
actually
means.
I think the original blend was Colombian 1.0. And then they said, well, here, try this 1.5. And they gave us a little survey thing.
Uh-huh.
And I tried the 2.0, and my response on the survey was... And they said, oh, well, I think that gets the desired effect. So there it is, the Colombian 2.0. Juan Valdez... actually shows up here in the morning with his donkey and just jacks it right into our vein.
No, for the 2.0, he's not on a donkey. He's on a sports car.
Isn't it amazing that I don't think the Colombian Coffee Board has used Juan Valdez in their advertising for a long time, and yet
it's brilliant.
He's an iconic character that we will always remember.
Well, actually, what happened is Juan Valdez was arrested by ICE and deported.
Mm.
The jackass can stay.
I see.
But Juan Valdez himself actually had to go home.
He was bringing something in with the coffee that maybe wasn't allowed.
Mm,
the bottom of the coffee bag.
I don't know.
Don't they use coffee beans to mask the smell for the dogs?
It's that saddle pack. Only half of it has coffee beans in it.
Here's the thing, though. That doesn't work.
The coffee beans don't work?
No.
To screw up the dog's smell? No.
There is nothing that works to hide the smell. Those dogs can smell a seed of weed under 10 pounds of red pepper flakes. That you can't fool those dogs.
So all those movie plots and the TV shows that show them being packed in coffee to screw up the dog smell, that doesn't
No, it's absolutely not true. When the DEA and other agents busted and I can't remember his name, but he is the largest cocaine distributor in the world. They busted him. I think they got one of his smaller shipments. He was shipping cash. He was so, he has so much. He was shipping cash in like clay pots that had been baked into the pot. $40 million of stuff that he got. All right, so that alarm is telling me we got to get going. It's WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Sometimes you wonder why they can't do something that seems simple. I like a cup of black coffee after a meal. I'm amazed at how impossible this is for me to communicate. I don't think I could say it any more clearly. Would you like anything else, sir? Yeah, I'd like a cup of black coffee, please. How'd you like that coffee? How would I like the black coffee? Can you put it in a cup? Yeah, don't just splash it on my face. Would you like cream and sugar with that? Is it black cream? If not, I'll take it blackety black black. Filled with blackness, devoid of all light. Think of the blackest thing you can imagine and double that blackness and take a black magic marker and fill in the gaps and put that into a black rocket ship and shoot that into the depths of black space and close your eyes and use that as a reference. I can't find the words.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.